Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. As creative professionals, acting upon our ideas is crucial to our long-term success. And I love this quote from Art and Fear by David Bales and Ted Orland. The hardest part of art making is living your life in such a way that your work gets done, over and over. And that means, among other things, finding a host of practices that are just plain useful. One of the practices that has been useful to me is how I move from admiration to action, and in this episode I'm going to share a few ways that I do that. I'm Chris Martin and you're listening to episode 122, From Admiration to Action. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/122. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/122. By doing so, you'll receive my two latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. An interesting thing happens when I'm talking with people about my podcast, and usually I get asked the question, "How's it going? What episode number are you on?" Questions like that. And when I mention that I've faithfully produced two episodes per week, and I'm currently on episode 122, they usually say something to the effect of, "Oh, wow, Chris, that's great," closely followed by some sort of lament for themselves. Something to the effect of, "Man, I wish I had something like that," or "I wish I could be consistent," or "I wish I had that episode count," or "I wish I had that download count." And it's fascinating to me because instantly it's no longer about me and the work that I'm doing. It's about what they're not doing. And so admiration is really interesting to me. And if you're not careful, admiration can lead to jealousy and it can lead to a lot of negative emotions that take you away from being actionable. I think about admiration a lot like inspiration. I usually find that when I'm looking at the work of another creative professional or an artist and think that there's something there, and I admire it. It could be a character trait of the creator. It could be the way they use their voice. It could be the aesthetics at which they create their work or the quality that they bring to their work. Maybe it's the consistency that they bring to their projects or the ways that they just consistently seem to be growing. And I admire those traits. But what's interesting is that admiration to me without action is actually pointless, especially if you bring it up to the creators that you admire. For example, if you just say that you admire their work, but it doesn't lead to any action or any fruit of your work, then I think it's just flattery at that point and potentially leading to negative emotions like jealousy and envy and procrastination and laziness that you might have to address over time. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share five ways that you can move from admiration to action. First, identify what you admire. I listed some qualities earlier, but what do you admire? Are you admiring the character trait of the creator? Are you admiring the way they use their voice? Maybe it's the style that they work in. Maybe it's the color palettes that they use, the words that they use, the audio quality, the music choice. There are so many things that we can admire in the work of others. And if we never take the time to identify those admiration points, then how are we going to know what we're really looking for. How are we really going to know what impacts us, what we take in and bring into our work? Second, assess why those points of admiration are important to you. So if you find that you're drawn to a certain type of video or a certain type of story, why is that important to you? What is it that is bringing something alive in you? If you can identify the why of those points of admiration, you're a lot closer to being able to say, wow, you know, this is something that's really important to me. This character trait is actually a core value of mine. And it's a way to help you know more about who you are and what you bring to this creative landscape. And by doing that, you're going to be able to differentiate yourself from other creative professionals. And that's awesome. Third, differentiate between passive and active admiration. Some points of admiration are just things that, oh wow, that was really cute and I liked it. But some points of admiration are going to be active. They're going to be actionable. They're going to be something that you can bring immediately or later into your work. Figure out what those are. If you are going to bring in someone's color palette into your work, or maybe a story structure or something like that, that can be active. But if it's just something like, oh, that was an interesting word choice, or things maybe you know that you'll not use, even though you admire them, differentiating between the two can actually save you time in the long run. And it can lead to the fourth point of once you know what is active and actionable, you can write down what is actionable now versus actionable later. Think about it. If you know that you can act upon this admiration today, you are going to then be able to identify, wow, let me try this out. Let me make an experiment of this. Let me try this out today. To me, it also helps to know what do I need to invest my brain power with today versus later. If I know that something's going to take a little bit longer and is a little bit larger than today, filing that for later can help really facilitate just economy of time and helping me realize what is doable today versus tomorrow. Fifth and finally, document your admiration in action. By documenting these two steps, you're going to be able to make it a system or a process that allows you to chart your progress. But also, it helps you to quickly weed out wastes of time and rabbit trails. So for example, if you just have a spreadsheet that says, I was admired by this, and this is the action that I took, and this was the result. Those three points of documentation are amazing to be able to see over the long term how you've grown as a creative professional and also where you're getting your inspiration and admiration from, the types of creators out there. And if anything, that helps you to point back to them. It helps you attribute to other people the ways that you're growing and the things that you're taking in. But it also helps you to reach out to those creators and say, hey, thank you so much for the work that you do. This is what I've been able to learn from you, and this is what the result has been. I think that if I had someone to come to me and say, hey, Chris, this is what I have admired of your work, and this is the action that I took, and this was the result, that is something that I can celebrate. It goes way beyond just simple flattery and compliments. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Got a few moments to let me know what you think of this podcast? Head to Getting Work to Work on iTunes, click ratings and reviews, and either click the number of stars to rate the show or leave a review. Thanks to Elise Benin for this 5-star review. I loved being interviewed by Chris Martin, and I love his commitment to helping creatives overcome obstacles. Thank you so much for leaving that review, Elise. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. In the spirit of the opening quote from Art and Fear, here is another mind nugget from that book for you. As a practical matter, ideas and methods that work usually continue to work. If you are working smoothly and now you're stuck, chances are you unnecessarily altered some approach that was already working perfectly well. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.